Nazir Perik Vav, Mishnah Yud, 6:10. The Mishnah is wrapping up the topic of the Tiglachas HaTahara, the concluding procedures for the Nazir. And here in our Mishnah, it wants to consider what happens if the Nazir brings an offering, cuts his hair, and then it turns out that the offering he brought was invalid. So you recall there was a machlokas, which is the first of the three korbanos that should be brought, whether it's a shlamim or a chatas. But whatever it is, we said after that first one, at that point he would cut his hair. So the question is, what happens if that animal becomes invalid prior to the blood reaching the mizbeach? So the Mishnah says here, Gilach al hazevach, he cut his hair, literally on the offering. It means after the offering has been slaughtered. The nimtza pasul, but it turns out that it's invalid. Now there's a lot of ways that a korban could be invalid. Any number of them doesn't make a difference. The point is, one way or another, the blood didn't make it to the mizbeach because it got lost, or tame, or fell out, or the animal itself had a mum. It doesn't matter. So it turns out, therefore, that the offering was not valid, and he had cut his hair now, assuming that it was valid. So then, tiglachto psula. It's going to come out then that his hair cutting was invalid because he did it on a offering which wasn't a legitimate offering for him. And that being the case, he's basically not going to be yotzi, and uzvachav lo alulo, whatever he brings afterwards, the other two offerings, let's say, also won't help him because he is bringing them in a state of invalidation. Worse than that, since he cut his hair, and actually that wasn't the hair cutting that's required as part of the Tiglachas HaTahara, because this was on an animal which wasn't really a legitimate animal, or the korban that wasn't a korban that fulfilled its obligation. So that being the case, his din will be the same as someone who had, like, listim, you know, bandits cut his hair against his will, circumstances beyond his control, but so what? His hair has been cut, and therefore he has now, he's set back 30 days, l'halacha. There was a shita b'lazar with 7 days, but the point is now he's has to wait 30 more days for new hair to grow, and then he'll have to do it all over again. Says the Mishnah, further, gilach alachata shlo lishma. If the animal that he did first was the chatas, and then he cut his hair after the slaughtering of it, but the animal was offered lo lishma. Now, lo lishma means that this is a chatas, the sin offering, but at some, one of the essential 4 steps of the processing of a zevach, which is the shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, the slaughtering, receiving the blood, the bringing of the blood to the altar, and the application of the blood to the altar wall. If any of those 4 steps are done by a Kohen who's thinking that this is for a type of offering other than a chatas, that's called lolishma, not for the sake of a particular offering. And that, while not an invalidation for most offerings, is an invalidation for a chatas. So that being the case, this chatas is invalid. So we're basically kind of back to square one, as the previous line of the Mishnah said, v'achaka chevi korbanosav lishman, even if he brings subsequent offerings as they should be for their proper purpose. Tiglachto psula, his haircutting is invalid, as we said before. Uzvacha v'lo alulo, and the subsequent offerings that are brought don't help him. They're not to his credit for his 3 obligatory korbanos as a nazir. There's no real great chiddush there, because it's just a type of invalidation, type of psul, but we'll contrast it to the next line of the Mishnah, which says, Gilach al ha'ola, ola shlamim, shlo lishman, if the first animal which he offered was, let's say, shlamim, or an ola, and that shlam or ola was offered shlo lishma. So it's one of the steps of the processing of it. They got mixed up, and the person who was the Kohen doing it thought this was, you know, a chatas or something. He mixed it up. So then the din is that that offering actually is not invalidated. If he brings the subsequent animals lishman, meaning for the right purposes, tiglachta basula, it doesn't matter. Still, his tiglachas, his haircutting on that first animal, is not valid. Uzvachav lo alulo, and the subsequent korbanos don't work for him. Now, why would that be? We just said that it's not invalidated if it's not lishman, if we're talking about a shlamim or an ola. And the answer is because there's a subtlety here. If you bring an ola or shlamim shlo lishma, so then it doesn't invalidate the offering, but it does make it that the person bringing it doesn't get credit for the specific offering that it's supposed to be. Which means, let's say it's a shlamim, it could still be eaten, you know, on his big chart up in the sky, he gets a gold star for bringing a shlamim, but not a nazir shlamim. And therefore, he'll have to bring a new nazir shlamim, and since he cut his hair on not a nazir shlamim, let's say, He has to do the haircutting all over again. Now the Mishnah continues with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees. According to Rabbi Shimon, fascinatingly, when we're talking about a situation of a shlamim or an ola, which is brought shlo lishma, while it's true that it doesn't count towards one of the three requisite offerings that the Nazir must bring, still, since it's a valid offering in and of itself, that's sufficient. So Rabbi Shimon Omer also has zevach lo alolo. It's true that that particular offering didn't count towards the Nazir's obligations to bring. Let's say it was a shlamim. So this shlamim didn't count. He has to bring a whole new shlamim for his Nazirus. Aval shar zevachim alolo. But the truth is, says he, that the other kavanas that were brought subsequent to it actually do work and count towards his requirement. He has to bring a new shlamim, because the Nazir must bring a shlamim. This wasn't a Nazir shlamim, but since it was a shlamim, and since it was acceptable as such, that's sufficient to make it a valid haircutting, even though it wasn't the Nazir shlamim, it's any shlamim. Now that's perhaps a little surprising, but Rabbi Shimon learns this from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nasan al ha'esh," the Nazir should put his hair that he cut off on the fire, asher tachas zevach hashlamim, that is beneath the peace offering, zevach hashlamim. It doesn't say the shlam of his particular shlamim or the shlam of the Nazir. It means, so he understands, it means any shlamim. That being the case, although the shlamim is not a Nazir shlamim, it's sufficient to cut his hair over and to be yotzi to the point that, while a new shlam has to be brought, but everything else is okay. Worth noting, of course, is that according to Rabbi Shimon, if the korban that was brought shlo lishma was a chatas, so then for sure it would not be okay, because a chatas that's brought shlo lishma is simply not valid for anybody at all. Okay. The last din of the Mishnah here is taught, and no one disagrees with it, it's universally agreed upon, im gilach al shloshtan, if, after doing all three of his offerings, the Nazir cuts his hair. And then it turns out, it turns out that only one of them was kosher, but two of them actually were invalid. So still, Tiglachto Kshira, everyone agrees that the haircutting was acceptable, because at least one of the offerings were okay, and that was a Nazir's korban, and therefore, V'yavi Sh'ar HaZvachim, he'll just have to bring the other remaining Zvachim that he didn't bring that were invalid, but he certainly doesn't need to cut his hair a second time and repeat that process.